Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
With our guest, Amber, we are now spanking you with our new improved robot voice. You're welcome.
And that was the new app for this episode.
The Kinky Bot 4000.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah, the app is Say It, and you type it in, and it gives you a robot voice.
That's
wonderful. See, after last episode, I was like, God damn it, we need a robot voice.
Yeah, it's because you wanted me to do the robot voice.
You know? Yeah. But now I found a phone to do it. Are you happy?
Yes, I've been replaced by my phone. Considering most guys usually do get replaced by machines, yes.
Right. So, hey, everybody. This is Kinky Fleshvine.
This is the Geek, Mighty Bill.
And we have a guest today.
Yay!
Hi, guys. This is Amber, DJ Cat Nine Tails.
Yay! And Bill wanted to have you on because you're doing something very, very important this weekend.
Very important.
2 weekends. Next weekend.
Well, no. Remember, you haven't flexed your time traveling muscles.
I know.
It will be next weekend for the people who listen to the cast.
Right.
But
for
us,
it's 2 weekends. Yes.
Right.
For those of us who have no idea what day it is.
Right. That works.
Or it might be a weekend in the past if you don't download this in time.
Yeah, people may download in July.
Yeah,
so you
better get in that time machine, you steampunkers.
That's what I'm saying.
Add steampunk, no time machine.
Yes.
There's another winning start for the podcast. Yay.
Hey, every start's a winning start, I think. As long as we're recording and save this time.
Right. Yeah, we've actually been through entire podcasts where we're like, God damn it, because we pulled the plug out.
Yeah, we've pulled the plug out during the cast at one point, and then one time after we were, and then the plug got pulled out during that while we were listening back and we forgot to save.
Yeah. We're totally impressing Amber with all of our techie skills right now.
Oh, I'm a technical idiot. We're good.
She's like, dude, they got robot voices and shit.
They've got a magic box. It captures my voice. Next they'll know they'll have something that will take my image and my soul.
All right.
Okay.
So anyways, what I'm doing on February 6th is I am going to be DJing the Kinky for Self. That's Southeast Leatherfest, for those of you who don't know. Self is a convention that happens in June. I probably need to open it up and get the dates for you guys, because I don't remember all of a sudden. But it's pretty amazing. It's an educational event, and I've gone the last couple years, and I've really enjoyed it, and I've DJed the prom last year for them, and I'm DJing it this year. I'm really looking forward to it. It's always a fun time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cool.
You'll actually get you'll at least get to meet one of us at the prom, because me and Aruka will be at the prom. We've got our tickets already, and
you'll be joining at the prom.
Joining the prom. Yes,
that's hot. Actually, they're on the dance floor.
Yeah,
that's excellent.
Yeah, we'll join them together with super glue. Because it's gonna fall apart at some point. You gotta have the duct tape and the super glue at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun that way.
I went the non kinky route.
Looked it up. The actual convention is June 10th through the 13th.
Okay, I'm sorry, you cut out there a little bit. It was Southeast Leatherfest.
Yes, it's June 10th through the 13th in downtown Atlanta.
Very cool. And hopefully this will be the year that I make it.
It's pretty awesome. I'm actually considering running for Miss Southeast Leatherfest this year.
Oh, so
we'll
cool.
see. I think. I'm nervous, but I think I'm going to do it.
Oh, that kicks ass.
Yeah.
We'll definitely go to support you. Say hi.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're going.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're totally going.
Oh, okay.
No. I didn't realize. We'll go and we'll support you.
Awesome.
Very cool. So how was everybody's weeks?
Work week. Coming back from Chattacon.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's been good. Mm-hmm. Mine's been low-key. My husband's away on business, so I've been home playing WoW, and that's been about it.
Nice. Yeah, same for me. Nothing really. I got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I can talk about Chatticon, but Chatticon's on a... If you want to read about that, you can go find our WordPress, and I've got my review up there.
Right, kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
But a good time was had.
Yes, by
excellent.
All, I think.
Excellent, excellent.
Except for the people who didn't have a good time. But I don't know who right. those people
were. Right, yeah, they were just miserable.
Yeah.
And pissed off the whole time.
Although the coming home Bastards. Was hell.
Yeah.
Isn't that at any convention? There's always like a group of people that are so unpleasant to be around.
they don't usually leave their houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the drama group. Every mm-hmm. you know, honestly, there have been times when I've been a part of it, not intentionally, but yeah. it's happened. But every convention, there is like a center circle of drama that mm-hmm. manages to spill onto everybody just a little bit.
Yeah, I try to keep my area drama free. Yeah. I'm too busy
Me
having
too.
Fun. Go away.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I would be running. But, you know, I don't really talk to anyone at con unless I know them, unless they're friends. I don't go to, like, meet people. I just go and, like, if I see friends, I'll be like, hey, what's going on? Otherwise, I just kind of do my own thing.
I usually go with you.
I just go to a game in the day and then drink my ass off at night.
Nice.
Sometimes I DJ. That's about it.
I go with the intention of trying to meet people, but then the shyness kicks me in the ass, and I'm over here in the corner drinking.
Well, but you're so friendly. I mean, you're a super friendly guy.
Yeah, when I know people.
Yeah, but, like, okay, at Chatticon, you were saying you were handing out cards. You said you put
I
your
I was
card
also drunk off my ass.
Well, there you go.
Social lubricant.
Yes.
Okay.
Every time.
Well, yeah. But even then, there are times when I'm, you know, unless I'm feeling it, there'll be times I'm a wallflower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be off and I'll be
but
watching.
You said,
and
you said that you put our card, Kinky and the Geek card, and the girl's cleavage.
Several.
Go on. I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
Yes, that's
excellent. Yes. I'm always trying to get Bill out of his shell. I'm dropping his number with cute waitresses.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'm trying to.
Still didn't get a call. I win.
How is that winning?
So when
She's
do we
horrible.
Start writing your information on bathroom walls?
Right. Jesus. For a good time call.
Dude, anybody with the name Mighty Bill is going to be a good time.
Right. Oh, he is mighty. I'll just say that. I'll just throw it out there. He's turning so red.
I bet he is.
That's oh, great. Lord.
That's almost as good as I ever did.
Make Bill blush night.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Did you never draw that parallel?
Actually, that is where the name came from.
Okay.
Oh,
well, see? There you go. You knew what you were doing.
Somewhat. No, I never did finish that story. I might as well do it. I got a text message or an IM from a friend of mine that I have been intimate with. And she asked me if I have any pictures of my cock.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I have one.
That's so weird. Generally, cock pictures aren't solicited.
Right. And it's like...
Yeah, I usually just delete them.
Yeah, usually they're just distributed freely.
Well, honestly, I've never actually, with the new camera I have, the nice one that you saw, I've never taken a naked picture of myself.
You've never spent quality time
with it? No.
Documenting it's
not. Because, you know, me, it's not exactly something I think of. I mean, the only cock picture I have is the one you took.
I know, right?
And I go, yeah, I have one, but why?
Right.
And she goes, because I want to show it to my sister, because my sister says only black guys can be big.
Oh.
That is a great compliment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then
I disagree with that statement, though. I married the Jew cock, as most of my husband's cock happens to be famous in our circles at times.
Oh, very nice.
I've had people come up to me and go, oh, you married him? I understand why. Like, seriously.
See, you know, never mind. I was just going to say mine's bigger, but, you know, I'll just leave that alone.
Mine's in the top drawer.
That's obvious, yeah. I've got one that vibrates. I've got different colors. Yeah,
like
I'm just saying.
Like I said.
I have a red sparkly one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah, compete with that.
Yeah, like I've said, most men usually get replaced by machines.
Oh, my God. My red sparkly... strap-on that I wore. This was a Frolicon a couple years ago when we did the Seven Deadly Sins party.
Oh, nice.
That cock got more action than anybody all weekend. I just sat there and DJed while random people sucked it. It was so bizarre. Like, there was a line of people sucking my cock. I don't know how it happened, it did.
Is it, like, flavored?
No. It was on me and everybody wanted to suck.
Well, she was in the lust and greed room. Because they actually had, well, they didn't have 7 different rooms, but they had several, but each room had a different theme.
Okay.
And they had
and
one where...
was lust and greed, because we did it. We made a strip club in ours with a stripper pole.
Oh, very cool.
Put fake money all over the bed, and oh my God, was that fun.
I know, I don't remember, I remember walking through that party at one point and see, and there was at least one girl getting eaten out on the bed.
See, I so hope that Phantom can get down here, because, like, I was just talking to Bill about this. My boyfriend lives, like, very far away, and it's like, do I really want to go if he's not here? You know what I mean? Because it'll just
really
be a lot of...
really want to go.
Well, I mean, I would go for, like, a day, but it's like, otherwise it seems like a lot of walking around and being like,
trust me, I don't know you, but you know me now, sort of. Uh-huh. The minute you walk in there and you start to see what's going on and just start to meet people, you will not want to leave. This is the most friendly convention, non-pretentious convention you've ever been to.
It's hard because, like, I would want to go to play, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like going to the club and not getting any, you know?
Well,
it's like, yay.
You know, adjust your rules. This is why I'm polyamorous anyways.
I'm actually coming back from being poly. I was crazy poly girl, and then, you know, I'm kind of moving towards monogamy right now, so
yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Oh, I don't like monogamy. Monogamy makes me sad.
Well, the idea
I'm sorry, if it works for you, that's awesome.
Yeah, the idea is, I didn't have a good time with poly because I always ended up being someone secondary.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's fine when you've got a primary partner and you're looking for secondaries, then poly is fucking fabulous.
Unless
but
you
if
can.
You're like single and you end up being everyone's secondary, then it's just lonely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I've had an odd set of experiences with polyamory. For some reason, I've always ended up being the primary for other people, even though they were my secondaries. And that has led to a lot of problems I can't give them enough time and they get jealous over really simple things. And that's hard. I haven't had a solid poly relationship in quite some time, but, you know, I'm certainly open to it. And I like all of the extra little things that come with being poly. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely got its good points, but I think the idea is, you know, when he and I are together, we play together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it'll be us playing as a couple with other people.
Right, and that's awesome.
So, yeah, and I mean, I'm totally into that, but it's just like right now, it's just a weird transition. Because it used to be I would just do whatever I wanted to.
Right.
But, so FrolicCon seems like real dull for a mono girl alone, you know?
It's just an awesome thing. One of the reasons I really like FrolicCon is that every time I've come up with something I want to see at FrolicCon, they let me do it. I don't know why, but they do.
Well, that's because every
this
time...
This year, I will be doing the second annual masturbation party.
Excellent.
I did one last year, and we had over 50 people. 75% of them were women, and everybody had a good time. In one way or another, everybody participated somehow, and it was awesome.
Now, I was told at that party you couldn't go and just watch. You had to participate.
I did a non-voyeur party because I didn't want it to be something where there were just a bunch of people standing there staring at you.
Right, looking at
three
girls.
For those that aren't happy with that.
Right.
So not everybody masturbated, but everybody participated. We had a woman who came in who said, listen, I'm not comfortable masturbating, but I would love to be your lube girl. I'll walk around and give people lube as they need it. And that's exactly what happened.
That's
everybody
brilliant.
Found... where their place was in that room, and it was great.
I know who that girl. I know who the girl is too.
Oh, cool! Because I didn't know who she was.
She goes by the screen name of Cartoons Girl.
Should you be saying that though?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't listen.
Really nice. I recall
She's
her.
A short,
having
busty
several
redhead.
Different kinds of lube.
Yeah, she was a short, very busty redhead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her. I didn't give her real name.
I know, but she may not even want her screen name on.
She doesn't listen to this cast.
She might.
No.
She might be like, that fucker mentioned me.
No. No, this is too... This is... This is too wild for her.
Hey, it's okay pimping our friends, but
she is a
stranger. Okay.
She's also someone I've had relations with.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, go on with your bad self. Okay, fair enough.
She's a friend. She's actually someone who had a crush on me from afar.
Oh, cool.
That we finally...
Yeah. Acted upon.
Yes.
Excellent.
She goes to convention. She's at FrolicCon. What's funny is she has to leave FrolicCon early because she has to be back home to make sure she's at church. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't think she listens to this.
Yeah,
because
you should probably pray after all that. You need to get some Jesus in you real quick.
Oh my God.
Well, since Jesus goes to con, I was being
crass.
I was
going to tell a really demented story about Phantasm years and years ago before FrolicCon came to pass. Age and I did a scene one night on the cross where we had like our most intense scene, and he beat the shit out of me and all of that. We were egging each other on. It was one of the most fun scenes that people actually just stopped and watched because we were fighting before I got on the cross. So I would turn around and mouth off to him.
Nice.
And it got really, really extreme to where at one point there was blood going, you know, flying a little bit. So we had to stop the scene because there's no blood splatter. So afterwards we went to Taco Cabana or something and we're sitting there eating. And I looked and I realized it was after midnight. And I said, oh, you know, happy Easter. My husband turns to me and says, well, I celebrated like all the Jews do traditionally. I put you on a
cross
to tell you blood.
That's terrible.
And I laughed so hard, and it's still one of my favorite horrible quotes ever.
That's great.
Well, considering
I love it.
There is a guy who does zombie Jesus every year from since FrolicCon, and it usually is at some point Saturday night he will get himself beat.
I don't know. I mean, I'm like so totally stoked about it, but the idea is to get him down here, and then I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. She's also the one that started the Wish.
Tell us about that. Bill was telling me about it.
Okay, that started almost as an accident. My 30th birthday landed on FrolicCon 2 years ago. And I decided I was going to make a birthday wish list, and I posted it online, and I had 30 wishes. 29 of them got fulfilled, and the only reason the 30th didn't get fulfilled was because I didn't have time to do it.
Nice.
So I enjoyed it so much that my husband and I were talking about it, and I said, you know, maybe we should do some sort of a pay it forward kind of thing where everybody can make wish lists. And my husband took it last year and ran with it. And he's the one actually who put the wish list together. And we had all these bulletin boards where you could put a list of the things that you wanted, and then you'd put an envelope on it that people could give you their contact info if they wanted to fulfill your wishes, and then you could, you know, go about it as you wanted to. It was so much fun last year, and I know a lot of people got wishes fulfilled.
See, I would love that if I could find like a little bi subby boy.
Oh, that's so easy there.
I know. If I could find a sub boy, if only.
Oh, honey.
I'm kidding.
If I remember, I think I only had two of my wishes granted. But then I can't remember the entire list. Yeah. I only had four.
Shit, to have any wish fulfilled is kind of cool, to be able to have that opportunity. That's a great idea.
Actually, she helped me with one wish, so.
I was so busy last year that I didn't think any of mine were going to get fulfilled, but like three or four ended up accidentally getting fulfilled, basically.
Nice.
It was good.
Very cool.
Well, one of mine is to get kilt checked more, because I must be the only man in the universe who really doesn't get kilt checked much.
God, and I thought everybody did it at FrolicCon.
I think the only reason I got the kilt, the one kilt check I know I got, was because the lady that did it wanted another sticker from Roxy. And she said, well, if you want another sticker, you need to kilt check him. And that was the way I got that one.
Well, I know one of my friends, she goes by Attila in the scene, is going to be doing some sort of SCA swordish fetishy events at FrolicCon. She's working on putting some sort of a party together, and kilt checks will be part of that party.
Oh, nice. See, so there you go.
But then again, I think I put mine up there with a, you know, I've got a bar up there that I already see, and that's Photo Gnome getting the amount that man gets kill checked.
Yeah. He does anyone not know him?
I don't think so.
And did you guys happen to see last? Well, you weren't there last year, but Bill was. Did you see when he got hypnotized and did the dance on the stage?
No, I've never been in the. I've never gone to a hypno show.
Oh my god, either... Hypno Dave is the best. You have to check this out. He's the only one that really gets me hypnotized. I've been hypnotized a couple times, but he really, for some reason, can automatically get me into that state very fast. But he had Photo Gnome on stage and got him to give somebody a lap dance in his kilt, and it was one of the funniest things. I know there's a YouTube video of it somewhere.
I haven't seen the video, but I've seen the pictures, and I do know that at Chattacon he had a special. He had put a... because he is pierced under his kilt.
Oh yes, he is.
And
as all good boys should be.
Oh. Well, then I guess I'm not a good boy.
I'm not.
You're a dirty boy.
Not so much. No good dirty boys. It's synonymous.
Oh Jesus.
Mm-hmm. But once got his piercing caught on my tights.
Oh.
Final Phantasm. Uh-huh. I had on a pair of fishnets, and he had like a nail. Uh-huh. Through it like it was nail jewelry, uh-huh. And he started grinding on me, and I got caught on my fishnets and literally ripped my fishnets and my leg.
Yeah, bad plan.
He was fine. I don't know how he was okay. It hurt.
But he had, I didn't see it. He just told us, but he had for Chattacon, he had a glow stick down there.
Excellent.
That is glow in the dark.
Wait, inserted or in the?
I think he actually has what he has is a glow in the dark.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So he was.
I was thinking, like, he used it as like a sounding rod, and I was like,
"No,
oh,
no,
wow,
ow, why are you?"
I would have played with them.
That's a horrible, horrible image.
Oh, the don't look at her FetLife pictures.
Oh yeah.
Not much squints me, but sound scares the shit out of me. That's something I just don't get. I'm fine with people that do it. I do a lot of weird stuff, but that's one that I just don't understand how that's fun.
I love it because even the guys who are really, really nervous about it, with the exception of my latest one, are usually like terrified and nervous and freaked out. And then when it goes past, there are two sphincter muscles, and when it goes past the bottom one, their eyes roll back in their head in complete and utter bliss. So, because what you're doing is you're stimulating the prostate from the inside, and Bill's just making all of his little cringing motions. But, no, I love sounds. It's one of my favorites, for sure.
Wow, that's one that scares me a little.
Poor Bill. Yeah, we talked about this, like, two episodes ago. I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about some of the deeper kinks, and he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that was, yeah. Well, no, we've talked about it several times so far. It's been referenced several times.
I love it. Yeah.
I know you love
it. It's one of my favorite things ever. Okay, sorry, but let the sounds go. Jesus.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You put them in.
Yeah, you do. You just let them go. And they just slide in. If you lube them right.
Although you two do share a specific kink.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Needles and staples.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done needles.
Oh,
that's actually it's something I want to do. Mm-hmm. But I was actually told by Lady Catherine that I need to wait. She's going to be the first one to do needles.
Excellent.
On me at some point. We just have not gotten to do that at this point. But no, I love staples. And I have done cutting with a couple of people.
Oh,
and
I've
really enjoyed that quite a bit, too.
Yeah, that's definitely on my list. But that's something that I kind of want to share with the boyfriend. Like, it's kind of, to me, it seems like it's something like really special. Like,
it's very intimate.
Yeah, and like needles I've done, and it's trippy and it's weird and exciting. But like the cutting, it's like just truly just bloodletting. So I'm kind of jazzed about that. But yeah, I think I'm actually putting needles in a girl this weekend, so I'm kind of hyper about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because I haven't done them in a long time, so.
You guys are making me want to come out. I'd love to see if I can.
Yeah, it's I haven't had a lot of play dates lately.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I'm kind of jazzed about that. And I've never done the staples, so I'm really hyper to play with the staples.
Staples are one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of pain involved. There's a little bit, but it's more the thing that surprised me about staples is that I become very, very aware of my body. And no matter how giggly and ridiculous I am right before the staples, I get so deep submissive, very service-oriented, very aware of everybody around me. It's like I become graceful. It's the weirdest thing, and it's really fast. The head switch in that is like almost automatic. I really enjoy that. There's pictures of me on my FetLife with one of my stapling scenes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I didn't see. I just saw the ones that were on the front page. Was that one of the older ones?
Yeah, if you look at the older pictures, there's actually a friend of mine who no longer lives in town. There's one of he and I doing a staple scene
February. Did he move to California?
Yes.
I think it's the same friend that I know who used to put needles in my friend. I know, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
he was in town not too long ago, but I wasn't in town when
he was. I know, and I didn't get a chance to see him. But what's up with him adding and removing the fetishes all day?
I have no idea. He does that.
I was like, that's just weird.
Constantly. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, he's not into this anymore, but then all of a sudden he's back into it. I was like, okay. I think he's just
It's a constant evolution there.
Yeah, yeah. He actually put needles in me, which that was like one of the last times I ever tried to sub. And it wasn't, you know, due to him. It was just because it wasn't working for me. But yeah, he's really good with any med.
He's really good. In fact, the night that he did that staple scene with me, he did an on-stage needle performance with one of his submissives, and he did something that I've never seen anybody do, and it scared me. It was awesome. He did a whole set of needles with her, and then he put tape over them, and ripped the tape off and pulled all the needles out. I've never seen that before. It made me jump. I was DJing.
Oh,
I was playing
intense.
Their music at the time, and I'm like,
oh wow. I love that.
It was beautiful because I really do love Blood Plane. I think it was just amazing, but I was so shocked by that.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be intense. I mean,
God, I can't imagine what that would feel like.
There's something beautiful about a really true, honest pain slut. Like,
yes.
I keep seeing all these great photos of men with needles in their scrotums. And Bill's gonna make all of his faces again.
I can hear his face from here.
I know, right?
I'm just gonna tell you.
And I'm like dying for somebody to let me do that. There's a friend that I've got in Chicago who like hammered needles through a man's scrotum into like a wood block, and I'm like, I've got to do that, and I can't find anyone who will let me.
I'm sure you will. It's surprising how many pain sluts there are around here. I always say I'm not a pain slut, but I'm so full of shit.
Right,
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's so much to
be done.
I have
to be worked up to it.
Right.
I really do, but I'm always amazed at the amount I can take.
Right. Yeah, and see, I've got a huge pain tolerance, so I it's hard for me to gauge sometimes. So, you know, I always try to, like, keep in touch with everybody because, like, the pain that I can take, I have to keep reminding myself other people can't take that because I've had, like, surgeries and things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just. I don't think my boy's ever going to be, like, a good pain slut, but I think if we could find one together where I could, you know, abuse them and then he could fuck them, I think we'd be happy. So.
That sounds good.
That, you know. Nice trade. All right. Yeah, I just hijacked it, didn't I?
Well, no, but then I can't really contribute because I've never played with anybody outside except for Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never played with anybody outside of my relationship.
Well, she likes a lot of impact play.
Yeah, I know.
And has absolutely no desire for needles or anything.
Well, no,
that's due to other. Yeah.
That's teenage stuff that she's had to get over.
Okay.
That she can't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
She loves the wand, but since we haven't had the pedal, it's kind of inconvenient to try to play with it correctly.
Yeah.
And then just working 7 days a week sometimes as you get home or, you know, during the day I'm thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I think I want to...
Oh, I'm totally going to bone her.
Yeah, instead of doing it, go home and it's like, oh, I don't want to.
I'm fucking tired.
Yeah. And we've got all these great impact toys now and they just don't get used right now.
Well,
although the paddle did get used some this weekend, but that was just
a
random...
Yeah, there's a nice picture on your FetLife profile of you holding the paddle and grinning maniacally, which is excellent. It's a really, truly awesome picture.
That's why it's up there.
Yeah.
That's what... No, I wasn't using it. I think I pulled it out to put it on my belt to go out park. I had just I had changed into the party outfit.
It was an accessory?
Yeah. Well, no, I would use it on someone if they wanted it used.
Yeah.
Although it was kind of funny because there was a group of people at the table next to us, right? I think it was members of the 501st that happened to be up there. And and they were getting ready to spank this one girl. They were doing the hand thing, and I just pulled the paddle off the belt and go, "You want to use this?"
And just hand it off.
Yeah, just handed it off.
Nice.
But I think I used it a little bit, but not not much. Excellent. I had one. There were a couple of conversions that it was like a married couple, and she kept getting very cuddly with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going, "Oh wow!" at the saying the paddle, and I said, "Oh, I thought you were talking about this." And she stuck her butt out. So I went to go take off the thing, and she was like, "Wait!" And her friend was like, "Honey, you're at a convention. You do something like that, and someone will slap you."
Right.
And she goes, and her friend was like, "No, no, you offered. You have to at least let him hit you once."
Yeah, it's the rule. There's a rule somewhere.
Yeah.
It has been written.
Yeah, and I wrote it, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seasoned veteran. Non-veteran. All right. That was alarming.
Did something go off? Which is strange because I don't get any reception. We don't get any reception in the back of the shop.
Yeah, we spend a lot of times with our phones while we're recording. It's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about one thing I'm doing.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Although you're making a little pointy gesture like you had something
you know. No, I was like, go ahead.
Okay, I'm actually reviewing some sex toys now for Eden's Fantasies. And I'm so fucking jazzed, I can't even stand it. I actually started reviewing some toys that I've already got, and I just put up a review of my Wii Vibe, which
that sounds like fun.
It wasn't as good as I thought. I was so completely jazzed about it, and I was just like, "Yeah," when I used it, so I don't know. I'm gonna try it again. But, yeah, so I'm hyper about that. So, like, look up the profile Fleshvine on Eden Fantasies and look at my reviews. I'm so excited because once I do, I think, 4 of my toys that I already have or things that I buy through them, then I get to sign up and they'll start sending me toys to review.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I know. I am beside myself. I'm so jazzed. I need, like, 15 different glass butt plugs and, like, different different shapes and colors. I'm so excited.
Yeah, one of the porn star. The girl I reviewed for my Kinklish Geek, Crazy Slutty, she's now starting to do that.
Okay.
In fact, her first toy was a Hitachi.
See, and I need to review a Hitachi, but I don't have one yet, right. So that may be one of the first ones I add. But, it's on my website too, which is just fleshvine.com. I just posted the review there as well, and so I'm gonna start doing that. Yay. Okay, that was me. That's all.
Maybe we can
really
get them
to
sponsor.
Yeah, so that would be tight. It would be super fly.
We could do commercials for them on the beginning. We'll do like Adam Carolla, where he's been doing Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. He does ads for Adam and Eve.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. In fact, you use Ace in the thing, and you actually get 50% off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See, I would be more likely to go for like Extreme Restraints.
Well, yeah.
Or the stock room. Stock room, like that. Yeah. But actually, Eden's Fantasies—they've got like a bunch of fetishy stuff. I was kind of surprised they had spreader bars and things, but I think they're mostly known for their glass dildos and plugs and things. So.
Right. Well, the Pyrex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
The only reason I say Pyrex is because Pyrex is sturdier and glass. I would be really afraid of.
Oh yeah, no, it's it's a cool material too because you can like boil it to clean it.
Yeah.
Which
you can throw it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, totally. So it's really nice to it's really good for safe sex as far as
stuff.
Removing goo.
The goo, yeah.
What have you.
Because if you're doing it right, it should be gooey.
Right.
It's kind of like the friend that used to tell me the only way the way to know you're doing oral sex right is if you come up in your mouth is a glazed donut.
No, okay, see, I've always heard you're not doing it right if your ears aren't wet.
Well, that was the right...
And I was a lesbian for 10 years, so that, you know, I got that from the right circle to hear it from.
That's okay, what was it? The guy, Cheeky Monkey, was starting to try to grow a goatee, and it's not coming in very well. Uh-huh. But his sides are really smooth, mm-hmm. and Photonome was telling him, no, that's when you tell him the thighs have rubbed it off.
Oh, nice.
And then I said, yeah, and I go this, and I'm rubbing my head, and he goes, yeah, that was from where the girls are going.
Yeah.
Ripping hair out, yeah, so.
Excellent. Good job.
It's always good to make jokes like that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Actually, now I'm envisioning some sort of a head harness, like a net that goes around the back of your head to, like, hold tightly. You know, like a like the net shopping bags. you know what I'm talking about? The smaller. That's brilliant. Somebody needs to make one of those.
Go for it.
You could do, like, a leather sling, even. You know, just like a small leather sling with handles on either side.
Yeah, because I don't have any hair to hold on to, and if it's going good.
Tight. I just came up with a good idea.
Well, you better patent that shit.
Before next Wednesday when I post this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be like, yeah, it's a great idea.
And someone steals it, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Although you have recorded proof that you came up with it first.
Right. Fair enough.
That you won't really have to worry about.
Unless it exists out there, which it probably does. Some perverts come up with this. Come on.
Yeah, but who really needs... Do you really need a handle for oral sex?
Well, it would be good for like, domination.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for domination
purposes.
Yeah, I'm
with you on that. That would be interesting.
I mean, because if you can't move your head, then, you know... I mean... Yeah, I'm totally into that. Yeah, I've got leather at home, actually.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
You also have wood that you were planning on. You also
making
have the wood
paddles.
That paddles.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna go the way of that project. So.
Well, you just need to get you a saw.
Yeah, I've got a circular saw. I just need a jigsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getcha, because you're planning on giving me one of them. So.
Right.
A good wooden paddle.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got this beautiful piece of birch that I keep threatening to make paddles out of. And so far, it's just an idle threat. I just haven't gotten around to it.
But sounds like fun.
Yeah, they will be glorious. like my robot voice.
Yes. The Kinky and the Geek brand paddle.
Right. And, you know, the robot voice.
Well, that would be interesting. Get the name, and somehow find the innate, get the, put Kinky and Geeky and the Geek on either one on raised letters, so when you smack them, it leaves the nice welt with the name on them.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can. You could just burn it in.
Right.
And that would work.
Yeah. Again, I think I'm stealing from Gnome again, because he's got this giant ore of a paddle that's got Gnome on the...
I've worn some of those letters across my ass before.
I've got a nice paddle with hearts, and there's nothing I like more. I actually had a sub who was like a big, massive construction worker, like 6-something, and just freaking huge, and putting little heart imprints all over his ass.
Hit me harder, daddy.
What's that?
Hit me harder, daddy.
Yeah, I love this. I just wish it was louder.
Yeah. Okay. I think I do want to get another carpet beater like you got us, but one with a thicker.
They had them like really thick and right. Like big, so I imagine they would be nice and stingy.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've seemed to enjoy what we've done with it so far.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to actually invest in a bag to bring for Frolicon.
Mm-hmm. Very
so
nice.
I can actually bring the toys in with the.
See, can you imagine me walking around with my bag all day?
Yours on roll. Yours.
I know, but I have no room to sit it in. So what am I gonna do? Just like, you know.
But next to you. I mean, it's a rolling suitcase. What?
I don't know. I'll see how it goes.
Well, then again, I'd be carrying two because I'll have the metal, the gun case with the mm-hmm. violet wand in it, too.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
But I had such a bad experience the first time I tried to play at a Frolicon dungeon, the Frolicon playroom, that I just don't, it's like, yeah, I don't really want to play in there now.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, why? What happened?
We went on a Saturday night, and the one piece of equipment we're the most comfortable using, because it's the only piece we've used, is a cross.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do it, and I'm an extreme novice when it comes to this, and get very self-conscious about doing anything in public. And you know how pat the dungeon, the playroom can get.
Yes.
On a Saturday night. Well, the cross we happened to be using, there was someone using a single tail, which I think may have just been under the 3-foot rule. as you kept getting in my peripheral vision, and it kept throwing me off using the flogger. And then on top of that, I had a couple that decided that they needed to play right next to me. And I mean, by basically the guy decided he needed to finger his girlfriend, wife, whatever, like off to the right of me. And it's like, it frustrated the hell out of me. I couldn't enjoy myself, so.
It does get really crowded.
And then also it gets to the point, it's to the point where it's like I start drinking at some point, and I know you can't play while you're intoxicated.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I may try at some point, some later, you know, sometime down the road, but.
What we need is to get like a group of us to kind of like stake out a corner.
Yeah, that's usually the best way to do it, honestly.
Yeah, so, because I know Alicia wants to do it. She seemed to enjoy herself, what we could do. And
Yeah, I mean, there's something about public play.
Good scenes just... there, and I've had scenes where I was actually a little annoyed. I understand the DMs have to be on top of things, but I had several scenes that got interrupted by DMs, even ones that I thought knew that I was a little bit of a rougher player. Mm-hmm. But that happens sometimes. I mean, they have to do it for safety.
Right.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, I guess, you know, with a crowd that size, you have to really just keep an eye out and just kind of, I mean, it sucks, though, because there are all different sorts of things going on.
Yeah, I think they need to soundproof the thing, because it was very interesting going to Boy Meets Flogger panel, which happened to be right next door to it while the strap-on party was going on.
I was on the other side of that during the pony play demo that was completely silent.
Oh, nice.
And I hear, fuck me, Eunice! Fuck me, Eunice!
Well, I think the side
which is the name of a friend of mine's cock.
Nice.
Which, I think the side we were on had the dome thing. You've seen those, climbing things that look like kind of dome?
Yeah.
Geodomes type thing?
Like a playground thing.
Yeah,
thing?
Well, they have one in the playroom.
Oh, cool.
And from what I was hearing, it was on our side, and the girl was getting fucked so hard that they were literally moving this thing and had several people have to hold it down so it wouldn't go scooting across the floor.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I totally need one of those in my garage, don't I?
Probably.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
The playroom that you need to...
Yeah, that's gone the way of the paddles and the head holder. It'll be great when it's done, I swear.
Yeah, because she's got a nice little garage that she wants to turn into a...
I've got a great space for it. It's just, you know, a question of doing it.
Yeah, because you know you want to do that fuck bench and the...
Yeah, the fucking horse.
Damn awesome.
It. Yeah. I will. I swear one of these days.
Okay.
It'll be glorious.
Of course it will be glorious. Yeah. Up there with the robot voice.
Right, right. It'll be robot voice glorious.
Yes, because nothing is more glorious than robot.
Make no mistake.
So.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I just really hope it works out.
What?
A Frolicon.
Oh, yeah.
As far as getting the boy down.
Well, yeah, we got to get him down more anyway.
Yeah.
We just got to convince him to... We've got about three or four people already working on him to try to get him
here. I know. Well, it's his mom, though, too. I mean, he can't...
Well, yeah.
Right now, it's just a bad time, so... God, this just got boring. Why did
I don't know.
Whiny. I'm sorry.
Well, stop being whiny, yeah.
Yeah. I'll stop whining.
Okay. Well, we need to bring up something fun.
I've been reading comics.
Yes.
Holy hell. I have been reading some comics. Actually, on your recommendation, I started reading Fables.
Yes.
I got a Barnes & Noble gift card and didn't know kind of what to buy because I've got like so many books that I haven't read. And so I bought Fables, actually on Phantom's suggestion. He was like, get some comics. And I also found a copy of Lost Girls by Alan Moore.
Yes, I want that so bad.
It's not expensive at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I know. It's getting there.
Oh,
It's getting there and getting it, yeah. But
okay. Yeah, I've got it. I haven't read it yet. It's actually still wrapped up in plastic, so I'm hyper about it. But it's a huge, thick book.
Well, yeah, because it's a big thing. It basically, for those who don't know what Lost Girls is, it's basically Alan Moore taking Alice, Dorothy, and what is the third one? Not Snow White. But basically yeah. getting yeah get basically kind of
Wendy from Peter
Wendy,
Pan.
You know, yeah. yeah, Wendy from Peter Pan, and basically sexing him up
yeah.
to a point, and yeah.
Where they help to reveal men's sexual fantasies to yeah. them or something. And in that same vein, I actually went to Odin's Comics in Lilburn and got
sponsorship.
Yeah, and got a comic called Girls. Well, it's you know it's a book. It's
right.
not, you know, paper, but or you know. And it's kind of the same sort of thing, so I haven't read that one either.
Okay.
But it looks pretty good, so.
Okay.
So.
Well, it could be interesting. I mean, look what Anne Rice did with Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fables is good, but it's the lost it's Lost Girls I've heard about. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be amazing. And
yeah.
Sounds really good.
Well, I'll bring it next week, and you can take a look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. The book is beautiful. It's like a nice thick hardback.
Yeah.
Chunky book, and it looks like the art is really pretty too, so
yeah.
I'm hyper about it. It's just, you know,
well, there's a whole line of stuff like that. I don't know who does it, but there's a line called Absolute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically taking these comic stuff like Watchmen and Sandman and what was it, Kingdom Come, and putting them in these gigantic gorgeous
mm-hmm.
binding, just taking this great work and putting it into this great thing. It's supposed to be like the absolute edition of this stuff, but mm-hmm. the stuff starts at like $90.
Yeah. Well, and this one was $90, which
yeah.
actually, it was Phantom who recommended it to me. And, you know, because he was kind of like laughing, because at his comic store, it's like $90.
Right.
And I found it for $30. He was like, what?
Well, I had something like that. Yeah. Going through Barnes and Noble's stuff, and I actually came across the Playboy 50th anniversary table book,
mm-hmm,
which
right.
is basically the history of the company and going mm-hmm. through, and shows you everything from, you know, Marilyn Monroe's spread and mm-hmm. Betty Page's stuff mm-hmm. in there, and
you said it had, or you actually showed me, it's got all the centerfolds.
Yeah,
from,
it's actually got yeah. a little picture and has every centerfold from the first issue to whenever the most recent was for the book,
mm-hmm.
and it even has a list of all their everyone they've interviewed
mm-hmm.
too,
cool.
and they've just seeing the list of people they've interviewed, it's mm-hmm. just amazing.
So some people really do read it for the articles.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, there's the naked, you read it for the naked ladies and for the articles.
I don't know if I told you, my dad, they taught me to read when I was very, very young, and this probably explains a lot. So when I was like 3 and 4, I could actually read fairly well, because they really did start with me very, very early.
Right.
And so when I was like 3 or 4, dad would send me upstairs for the one that said Playboy, and I was like, okay, daddy, and I'd just, you know, go run up and grab his porn for him. Yeah. So that actually probably does explain my fascination.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think everybody...
I used to sneak my dad's magazines. He used to... They'd get so mad because I would, like... I always got caught with my dad's porn constantly.
I know, right? It's like they knew. Yeah, it's like they knew. I would hide it, like, underneath my dresser with, like, books on top of it, and they still knew that I had it. I think my dad actually...
Yep.
had like a sixth sense about it, like he could sense that it was missing from his stack
instead of his spidey sense, his porny sense.
Exactly.
My porny mom was convinced I was gay for like the longest time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I am bi, don't uh-huh. get me wrong, but you know, she always thought I was gonna turn out to be gay.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to steal his porn
and check out all the naked ladies.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's fascinating.
I thought so.
Yeah. I'm still fascinated with it. Here I am, you know, 30
yeah.
years later. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, boobies are always kind of...
You know?
Yeah.
I'm an ass girl.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I am. I'm more of a leg and ass.
You're
man.
An ass girl,
yeah.
too?
Yeah, I'm an ass girl, too, yeah. You can tell by my pigtails.
Excellent.
And the frilly lace underwear I wear.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just a visual. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I've given you those several of those, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've already said that you wanted to go to, like, the masturbation party with me on one side and Phantom on the other.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, if I can work that out, seriously. Yeah.
I just can't bring myself whipping the genitalia out.
I bet you could. I bet with me on one side and Naruka on the other, you wouldn't feel safe enough to do that? I bet you would.
I don't know. It's the whole
He's
song.
Just going to picture you whipping out the sounds the minute he does.
No!
It's a self-conscious thing.
Yeah, the sounds, they are good for public play. They're easily transportable, and yeah, we actually...
No, but why do you want to build that level, that image in?
No, yeah, she did. Amber
I brought
did.
It up because I knew it would squick you, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, if you could see his face, seriously, I should be taking pictures of his face for this entire thing. And
I'm so glad we decided not to make this a video podcast.
Yeah,
video.
No, that would be brilliant, because he's like just red and...
It really doesn't take much, especially when I'm getting tag-teamed.
Yeah, when he laughs, like, his whole face scrunches. And, I'm getting him right now. Excellent. Poor Bill. You're so cute. You're so cute.
Getting picked on by the mean old girls.
That's
right.
The girls
embarrassing you, honey. Yeah, these are going on the blog.
Of course they are. I wouldn't expect anything less.
You know, I have access to... Although I forgot our password. I tried to get on today. I forgot the password, so...
Now, luckily, we have a web slave that keeps up with that.
Right, right.
Yes, we named... my girlfriend takes care of our WordPress site. And she... instead of calling her the web mistress, I call her the web slave, and she was giddy for like an hour.
Yeah,
so being cute.
Yeah. Very cool. Alrighty, well, are we ready to wrap it up?
I guess so.
Okay.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming. I'm sorry, we just kind of...
We
seriously,
enjoyed having
yeah,
you.
I told you, we just kind of ramble and...
That works.
Crack ourselves up and... Yeah.
And try to embarrass me.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
yeah.
Usually, yeah, that's usually the way it
thank
works.
Thank you. For joining in
yes.
That was awesome.
Well, it also doesn't help that I've been admiring Amber from afar for a couple of years.
Oh,
so
cool.
The fact that, yeah. In
Excellent.
Fact, I think the first time I actually remember seeing her, and I actually have pictures. I have to get them scanned in so I can get them. But it was from the Crack Hotel. It was from the Crack Hotel.
Oh, good God.
Phantasm, and it was the Miss
Phantasm.
What?
Yeah. Raggedy Phantasm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That Crack Hotel. The sad thing is, you could tell that it would have been a great hotel, mm-hmm. or motel, or whatever you want to call
Probably
it.
Probably not 20 years earlier.
Yeah, if they hadn't let it go into the hooker and crack hotel.
Oh, nice.
He's not exaggerating. The room that I was staying in didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
It had been removed from the window, so there was a big gaping hole in the window.
Oh, nice.
No.
And there were lights out everywhere. Because it was closing down. They were going to, they actually bulldozed the place.
Yeah.
Like that was the
last
thing.
So we were like the last event there.
Yeah, they were, well, there was actually a group that was trying to, there was talk of someone who was wanting to buy it and turning it into a fetish-friendly convention area.
Yeah.
But something fell through. Yeah, they had to. But no, I got one of the $25 rooms. No pillow. A strange red stain on the carpet.
Ooh, nice.
And our bathroom door, we had it. It wasn't attached.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So what do you have pictures of me doing?
Actually, no. It's nothing bad. It's actually from your...
taking off the air conditioner.
Yeah, taking off the just one underneath the arm, just looking around. No, it's actually you from your secretary outfit from the Miss Phantasm
contest. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Well, was it the costume contest? Or was
it
Miss Follicon?
I never did Miss Phantasm.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that was a costume contest. Yeah, because no one was going to win Miss Phantasm that year after the pony girl got up on stage.
Oh my God, I love her. She's actually a really good friend of mine. I've done demos with her and her husband before because he does electrical play demos.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been their demo dummy before when she was pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, when she got on stage, it was pretty much...
Yeah, they're all...
It is over.
Yeah.
She is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life, in real life, and her personality is just as stunning.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get to meet her at Frolicon. She's amazing. I will make sure to introduce you.
Cool.
I don't know her scene name, so I'm not going to mention names.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
Oh, yeah, we try to be very careful about that. Even if you did, we would have put a funny noise over it,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an ex as she was getting ready to move to California. While she was packing, found a pack of... But the only bad thing is all the pictures in the ballroom came out very dirty looking.
From the lighting?
Surprising.
I think so. That had to be it. But it, but yeah, or it yeah. may have been the scumminess of the. Yeah. Well, no, the stuff in the con suite came out fine, which could mm-hmm. be would have been some blackmail pictures back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But that was actually the best con suite because they actually had a frozen drink mixer.
Oh,
and they
nice.
Were doing Everclear mudslides.
Oh,
yes, excellent. Goat and Roxy were running that.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, I think it was the first time I ever saw Roxy whip out those ginormous breasts of her.
All right.
Yeah, she's. Yeah, I have to be. I have to show you a picture of her. She's rather endowed. She also runs the art. She's one of the people that runs the art room at Phantasm.
Okay.
Or Frolicon, yeah.
Okay.
They should have come up with another name because they keep wanting to pronounce each the call each Start convention with, different. Yeah.
Yeah.
The f.
Yeah.
And I get my f mixed up. So.
Cool.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Are we going to wrap it up?
Yeah, Amber, was there anything else that you wanted to pimp? Anything else exciting that you're doing?
let's see. I'm not sure, actually. I have a couple of things coming up, but everything's tentative at the moment, okay. So I don't want to say anything in case I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, people can definitely find you at Kinky Prom February 6th.
Yes. February 6th, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
At some still unknown location.
To be announced location.
It's like some secret speakeasy thing.
It's one thing I should add. This year, it's BYOB and Dollar Mixers. So bring your own alcohol. Last year, they provided alcohol, but this year, it's BYOB.
Okay.
Probably easier on them trying to get a cabaret
license.
They had
so much alcohol last year that they had to keep reducing the prices at the end. So they just decided not to do that this year.
Wow.
I'm
That's
thinking
amazing.
I might bring the bottle of sparkling mead.
Yeah, there you go.
And drink that.
Yeah, there you go.
And just keep it with us.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Because we got to drink it at some point, and we forgot it for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and like we were talking about earlier, no paper collars. Let's make it a rule. No,
yes,
nobody gets
I'm with you
on Kinky
one.
Prom night. Yeah.
It's also bring your own toys. Let's make your own play area.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there is a play area, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble. That was
me being facetious, so.
No, yeah. I always have my toys with me, but that just doesn't mean I'm allowed to use them.
I like sounds that like, in a person.
Sounds like Cheeky Monkey and Photo Gnome. They actually did bring their toys, but they decided to keep them in the car because they get in too much trouble when they bring them to Chattagon.
Fair enough. Cool.
Okay, so.
Alright, guys, have a great night. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
thank you for
being
you.
Here. Yeah, you
let me know when this gets posted so I can listen to it.
Okay.
Very cool. Yeah, thank you again for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Okay. Night, guys.
Night. Night. Have a good one.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Cool. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun.
Yes, she was.
Okay, guys, you can reach us at kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
And at Twitter, kinkyandthegeek.
Also, MySpace under Kinky and the Geek.
We also have FetLife now, Kinky and the Geek.
And kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
You can reach us individually at mightybill.multiply.com. Also, MightyBill on FetLife. MightyBill, one word, on Twitter. And my Gmail at mytbill.bill@gmail.com.
And you can find me at fleshvine.com. You can find me on FetLife under FleshVine. FleshVine on Twitter, and FleshVine@gmail.com.
You can also reach our wonderful web slave, follow her on Twitter, Aruka_UUL, at RIUKA_YUYWELL.
And also follow the fabulous Phantom V48, the editor for Chuck vs. Mel, and also my editing mentor. You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.